Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Charity Witt joins us.
Good morning.
Charity, good morning to you. How are you?
How are you guys doing?
Great, great. How are you feeling after
relieved.
All of this?
I can actually talk about it now.
You know, we were last night, we were watching, and the final competition that you were in, where you're pushing stuff over and dragging a ball and chain, which wasn't my ex-wife, but you're dragging a ball and chain and doing all these crazy things. How burned, but when that was done.
Yeah, you were tapped out. It looked like you were tapped out of that.
Burned. How physically burned were you at that moment?
Oh, it was, honestly, it was just, your ears are ringing, you know, your head's just thumping. But honestly, finals week was, I actually felt the best that week. And I think because my body finally adjusted to the competitions and then also competing at 2 a.m., whereas the first week I was just trashed. So I definitely felt better, actually, in the finals.
So during that whole contest and during that whole process, did you actually have time to work out? Or how did your day usually go in order to get ready for the Titan Games?
You know, NBC was really good at having us on a tight shift. So, you know, first week was just like interviews, you know, B-roll, lots of filming. And then the second week we were there rolled into like the first week of competitions. And, you know, as soon as people were being eliminated, they were like shipped out the next morning. And so it was just really fast paced. So we'd get on to set around 3 p.m. and we'd be there till about 3 a.m. And we get back to the hotel close to 4 a.m., sleep, get up again around 12, do more interviews, and then back on a bus again at 3.
So what time when did you have time to like work out and get your meals and everything? Because watching you last night, the first thing that jumped out to me was like, man, she gets her workout on. Like, you get your workout on. And I started thinking about, like, how do you actually get your workouts and your meals and everything? And how did you get all that in while you were preparing for this competition?
You know, before going there, it was a lot easier. But honestly, none of us did when we were competing. Like, we barely got any sleep. We were just kind of on a tight schedule. But honestly, I think that's what proved to was, like, the best. You know, like, you don't have optimal conditions. You don't have optimal, you know, scenarios. So I actually attribute that to just the stress factor of like, okay, well, I don't know where I'm going to be able to work out. And do I want to work out? Because then I'm going to be sore when I go and compete. So you have to think about, okay, what's better for a competition? And I always say this, you know, but performance doesn't always follow aesthetics. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're thinking about performance, like, you're not thinking about, okay, I need to get a workout in. You're thinking about, okay, I need to rest and recover as much as possible,
right,
keep off my feet so that I can just crush it when I go into this competition.
We're joined in studio by Charity Witt. She is the Titan Games women's contestant and now the champion.
Champ.
Yep, the Titan Games women's champion. It was on NBC last night. By the way, she's got a Twitter page, which this will blow up, trust me, very quickly.
Yeah, you're about to follow
at
you.
Witt, WITT _ Charity, CHARITY. Also a website, right? IamCharityStrong.com?
Yes.
So lots going on there. Don't worry, it's going to blow up very quickly on you. So you're from Toronto, right, originally?
I was born in Texas, but okay, moved to Toronto when I was 2. So
what brought you to Atlanta a few years ago?
So I moved here in 2011. I had been working a few years after high school, and I just decided that I wanted to come down here and go to school because my mom lived down here, and I applied for Hope Scholarship. And it kind of just took off from there.
So how do you get mixed up in something like dragging balls around and swinging sledgehammers?
And crushing.
Like she's pulling a rope and a harness with the thing to break the floors.
The ascending thing?
Yeah,
when you,
yeah,
when
she
you
had to break through the floors, a block that was breaking through floors and stuff.
That one was actually a lot of fun. You know, I attribute this to strongman, right? You know, you're so used to having to be explosive, you know, that fast twitch muscle fiber, and then also carrying a lot of awkward objects. So, yeah, like
kind of the way Hugh carries me around.
Yeah,
I understand.
You know what she said,
like
and I'm thinking, like, what awkward objects are you talking about?
That sounds like my social life, Hugh.
I mean, just like anything like you can imagine. Logs, we've got stones, we have farmer carry. So, it's like, it's just, but honestly, it's functional. So what it does is it teaches you to be able to move dynamically under pressure and carrying a lot of weight at the same time.
So hold up, Charity. You don't mean to tell me like when you work out, we were complaining about that this morning. You don't hit the sledgehammer with the tire. You don't do all of that and doing all that other crazy stuff. Do you do those kind of workouts?
I don't. No.
Okay. So since you won the Titan Games, you're the Titan Game champion. What is next for Charity Witt?
Honestly, I'm just recovering and resting right now. I actually tore my hamstring at a powerlifting meet a few weeks ago. I'm rehabbing that and then just focusing on my brand and my business and taking some personal time.
Well, obviously, The Rock was involved in all this. You didn't get a championship belt or anything like that? I mean, you know.
That trophy was really heavy, too.
Yeah,
like,
because that's what you had to break through the concrete to get, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, no, the relic. Yeah, the relic was actually pretty heavy. But though the trophy at the end, like, it was about 50 pounds, like –
Good googly.
Yeah.
So what are you doing right now then? What's the next step for you now? You build off this, obviously tons of exposure. So now what do you do from here?
So I honestly, my dream, you know, ultimate end goal here is to either start a gym here in Atlanta or somewhere else. But not just like, you know, your standard gym, but I want to do like a performance training facility. So take my high-end clients who are either professional or retired professional athletes, take them there. Train them, coach them. So I specialize in corrective exercise and also functional, like fundamental basics, right? So I would love to have a facility that caters to that specifically for performance, but also is open to the public.
Women's Titan Games champion, Charity Witt, joining us here in studio from NBC last night. Are you going to stay in Atlanta? Is Atlanta kind of home now,
or is it
possible that you're going to be leaving
us? I know
this
city like the back of my hand, you know. So
how many years have you been here now?
This will be 8 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you're very young, so, I mean, you've been here a pretty good amount of your life.
Yeah. No, I like it. You know, everybody complains about the traffic and everything. I'm like, trust me, you haven't been to L.A., so Atlanta's not so bad.
Now, you had a heart attack when you were very young.
Yes, 17.
Okay. So we got that in common because I had mine last February. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So what led to all of that? I assume obviously everything is good now, and obviously you're very young, so that had to be quite a culture shock in your life to have something like that. I mean, I was 46 when I had mine, so to have that even at that age was weird.
Right.
I can imagine at your age it was really crazy.
You know, stress is a huge factor, mm-hmm. and I don't think the general public actually understands how detrimental stress can be on their body.
All you gotta do is ask them when I'm here.
No, but really, I mean, just, you know, how your body responds, your hormones, your response level, you know, that fight or flight, and, you know, getting that adrenaline going is good for a short amount of times, but, you know, when you raise cortisol and you do all these other things, it's really hard on your heart health, and it's really hard on your digestive health, your muscle function, all of it. So I wasn't really living a lifestyle dedicated to health. You know, I was 17. I was working 60 to 80 hours in a given week. And then high stress, and also, like, I wasn't eating right. You know, I wasn't working mm-hmm. out. So I didn't know anything. Like, I was completely naive. And it was enough for me to be like, okay, like, I need to treat myself better. And it was just the wake-up call. It's like, I need to take care of
myself. That was that dividing line in the sand that said, I got to completely change my life now.
Right.
That's worked out.
Yeah. I want to ask you about, like, your workout regimen and your eating regimen. So what is a regular workout day for Charity Witt when she's not nursing a hamstring or anything like that? What does your regular workout consist of?
It's a lot. I'm going to be honest. I probably spend about 2 hours a day just training and probably 6 days a week. One day full rest recovery where I don't do anything. Just maybe like stretch, recover. But so I've got like a split and it's progressive and regressive overload. So that goes from if I'm training for a competition or even if I'm just coasting, you know, I like to put myself under progressive overload because mm-hmm. not only are you strengthening those muscle fibers, but you're also increasing muscle endurance and work capacity. And I like to focus on that. I like to be functional. So I squat, I deadlift, I bench, I do weightlifting, you know, I swim. I also do my football Sundays. I go to the track and I sprint and I do a lot of footwork and, you know, speed drills. And I like to be able to cover every aspect because I don't think that we're meant to just do one thing. I think that we're supposed to be dynamic. And, you know, my body loves fast two, like fast twitch muscle fibers. So like, you know, if I could put on all the muscle, it would be so happy. So I have to work really, really hard to be able to keep the agility and the speed aspect in the cardio endurance.
Charity Witt joining us here in studio. She is the Titan Games women's champion from NBC. It's been a great pleasure to have you here, Atlanta girl, done good. So we always appreciate all of that. And good luck, and who knows, maybe they bring this show back and you got to defend your title. Then you can come out with the belt and go after and cut promos.
The champ is here. Smackdown.
Yeah,
let's
start
go.
Cutting some promos. So thank you, Charity. Really appreciate
you so
it.
Much.
Thanks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.